Okay, the digital life hack, it just got better because coming up after it, hear one of the most engaging calls from my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show. Yeah, funny how that works. Like many of us, I use Uber because it's so convenient. Those ride fares can really add up, but with a few clever strategies, you can pay less. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Here are three tricks to save money on your Uber ride. Here's a tip I swear by. Open your Uber app and choose your ride. Then close the app, wait 5 minutes, and reopen it. More often than not, I find the fares dropped by at least 10%. Another smart move is to use apps or features that alert you when fares drop. Uber's app lets you set fare estimates and alerts for your regular routes. This way, you can book your ride when prices dip. Finally, and this isn't for everyone, consider sharing your ride if you don't mind company. Opting for Uber Pool, if it's available, lets you share the journey with other passengers headed in the same direction. It's a cost-effective option compared to booking a solo ride. You can get more insider secrets like this with my free newsletter. Join over 500,000 folks right now at getkim.com.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear. Ron in Malcolm, Illinois. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's going on there in Macomb, Illinois that I can help you with?
Macomb.
Macomb. I'm sorry.
Macomb.
Is Macomb?
It's in south central Illinois, not too far from the Mississippi River.
Oh, I'm sorry Peoria, I mispronounced Illinois. That.
That's quite all right.
So how can I...
I'm really a newcomer to your radio show. I have been getting your daily newsletters and read them with interest. In fact, there's so many things on them. I'm amazed by how comprehensive they are. But as I read through, I get so distracted. There's so many things of interest that it takes me longer than I had planned to get through it all. So I've been trying to cut back a little bit on the time I spend online, and this is not helping.
Sorry about that, Ron. I'm sorry.
No, but it's very, very interesting. I'm really not very tech savvy, as you will learn, I'm sure, before long. My problem, Kim, is that... I purchased a Dot Echo from Amazon.
Okay.
And in hopes that it would help me to use voice commands to manage my various appliances.
Okay.
And I installed it and followed all the directions and tried to get it to turn on my coffee pot and my television set and reading lights and so forth, and nothing happened.
She just sits there, she just goes, I'm sorry, Ron, we don't get it.
Well, I figured it seems to want things that are up to date technologically and that it can communicate with and,
sure.
Integrate with. So I focused on those things and, read into to Alexa the names of the products and the models and so forth. Made no difference. So I bought some smart plugs thinking that would help.
Okay, so you're everything that you've purchased smart is turning out to be dumb. Okay. So
All right.
Well,
most of my appliances are dumb also.
Okay, well, let's talk... let's talk about a little bit about the way that you do it, and then I'm going to send you some links to some tutorial videos, okay?
Great, okay.
Is that the way that's supposed to work is that whatever that smart device is that it has an app, okay? You install that app, and then somewhere you enable that it's going to be accessible by Alexa. And then you have to, so there's a step. It's not like Alexa's just going to go, oh, I see a smart plug in Ron's house and I'm going to go over there. So each one has, someday maybe, Ron, but just not quite yet. Okay, so you have to install the app. And then you may also have to pair some devices together. And that mm-hmm. requires you to say, to a Fire TV, for example, that this is one account. We're only going to have one Amazon Prime account, and these are the ones that you're going to use to talk to each other. Same thing if you want to configure a Roku with Alexa. You have to go through some extra steps. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, gosh, this is me. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not you. The problem is that they really don't come with a lot of manuals. I mean, I can tell you this firsthand. But there are some tutorials that I'm going to send your way, and I want you to look at the tutorials. And if you need any other help after that, just know that I'm here because you taught me how to pronounce your hometown the right way. Oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry for that, for everybody that lives there. I really am. But I'm going to post some links over in the Q&A forum, and we'll send them directly to you, Ron. And thanks for being a new listener to the show. Hey, big kudos to you for sticking around. Now, if your brain's buzzing with questions, let me know. Head over to commando.com and then click email Kim. You have to trust me. I read every single message like it's a new gadget manual. Well, I actually do it better than that. I never read a manual. Do they even have manuals anymore? Anyway, elevate your tech IQ with my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.